Well, we're laughing this morning about, well, my doctor's nurse explaining to me or breaking the news to me that I'm not 5'7". I'm actually 5'4". And then
the nurse finally call you out.
Yeah, she called me. So, no, I've been 5'7" my whole life. No, you're 5'4".
No, okay, you're not.
Then my fun picture with Matt Stell, who is 6'7", that got posted in one of the trade magazines. That somebody said, well, the cowboy hat helps.
Your hat helps.
And then this guy, $170,000 he spent. And you've got to be at a point that you're so frustrated, you absolutely hate it. 5'5", spent 170 grand to have his first of two surgeries so he can be taller.
Put rods in, like they do with kids who have like bone cancer in their legs and they need that leg extended. It's got to be painful.
Well, you know.
Oh, that's an extreme.
170 grand?
And that's a lot of money.
I'll stay short. You give me the money. Okay. It's all right. Short people, chime in. Go ahead.
Yeah. On the whole tall versus short thing, you've got to give it to short people. You got to hand it to short people, I should say. And by that, I mean literally, you got to hand it down to short people. I stand 6'2", and I spend half my time in Walmart handing down little old ladies stuff off the top shelf.
Hey, I know you. You've helped me before. I'm sure of it. Oh, yes. There's nothing worse than I have to go to the broom section, get a broom, and then try and scoot that box to the edge of the shelf while somebody nice and tall like you looks on. Oh, funny.
Well, in all seriousness, you probably have less bumps on your head than I do. So,
you know that broom trick, Rick?
Oh, I used it just the other day. You mentioned it, and I'm over here going, no, I just did that.
The there you go. There's a trick for you in case you need it. Gosh. Oh, my word.